This is KUNC. The growing opioid epidemic has health agencies and states scrambling for a solution. Some are taking a reactionary approach, like increasing treatment, while others are focusing more on preventing people from getting addicted in the first place. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel has more.
Most people are probably familiar with AmeriCorps.
I will also use the pen President Kennedy used 32 years ago, to sign the Peace Corps legislation to create a new National Service Corps for America. We will call it AmeriCorps.
Since 1993, the service program signed into existence by President Clinton has focused on meeting the needs of the community.
You know, I think we know that we bring people power to the equation.
Samantha Jo Warfield is with the Corporation for National and Community Service. CNCS oversees AmeriCorps and is now funding new programs to tackle the opioid crisis in 45 states, including Colorado.
Our programs are in 50,000 locations, and in many cases, those are the locations that these solutions need to be in.
A record 536 Coloradans died from opioid overdoses last year. So when the chance for additional resources was made available through CNCS, Nellie Stagg was quick to respond.
Over my 2.5 years of being here, we have heard loud and clear from communities across Colorado that prescription drug abuse is a very pressing issue.
Stagg is a program officer at Serve Colorado, which directs the state's service and other volunteer programs. They used grant money to create the Colorado AmeriCorps Community Opioid Response Program, or CORP.
So we're going to go through like a little presentation kind of on opioids and stuff. And
12 AmeriCorps members are now stationed across the state.
So do you guys know the difference between prescription drugs and over-the-counter?
So prescription drug is like one, something that the doctor has you prescribed to, like something that'll help you in case you like you have a broken leg.
On this day, Amanda Rieskamp is speaking to a group of 8th graders in Greeley. She and others educate communities on prescription pill abuse, facilitate pill take-back events, and work with teens.
What do you guys think if you thought someone was maybe abusing, what do you think would be a sign?
You might start to see withdrawal symptoms if they're like running out of drugs and they want more.
Rieskamp is an intern at the Centennial Area Health Education Center in Greeley. It serves northeastern Colorado and is one of 6 located across the state. The AHEX have partnered with CORP and serve as the home base for the AmeriCorps members. Here's Nellie Stagg again.
They have the grassroots support in those communities and they have the network to immediately implement this kind of programming.
That means CORP can reach into smaller communities that don't usually have the resources to tackle opioid abuse.
We're getting this really excited, highly educated, super passionate workforce.
Monica Micah is director of the Centennial Area Health Education Center.
Most of them are in a service year or year and a half. And that's what's neat about it as far as we're trying to deliver these services in a really cost-effective fashion.
In Weld County, overdose deaths tripled between 2001 and 2016. That's why teacher Lynette Vike jumped at the chance to educate her students about prescription pain pills.
You know, it's taking the lives of our future and our kids, and they need some strategies for understanding why they may want to take it and understanding how to avoid it, understanding how to help one another, and recognizing that some of these risks that they take are deadly. I don't want to lose any more kids.
Programs like CORP are just the first step for Serve Colorado. Nellie Stagg says they plan to prioritize mental and behavioral health care, including opioid addiction, in its next 2-year state service plan. And the next CORP program will start in September. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Daniel.